Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Scott.
Ah, there we are, you see. I knew I'd do it wrong again.
You pressed the wrong button.
Well, I didn't press any button at all. There you go. Anyway, we're welcoming you back today for your monthly book review. And you tell us what you've picked for us this month.
Right. Well, this month's book of choice is The Silent Patient by Alex Michaelides. I hope I pronounced that right.
Well, I'm glad you pronounced it, not me. Anyway, you better set the background to this, if you will.
Yeah, it's quite a complicated story, actually. It's to do with a murder. It's the book's a psychological thriller, and it's a lady called Alicia, who is a very well-known artist, and the action begins with her husband being found in the family home. He's a famous fashion photographer, but he's tied to a chair, and he has 5 bullet wounds in his face.
Well, that probably did him a power of no good.
Well, exactly. And there she is, plus the gun. And perhaps not unnaturally, she's accused of murder. There's nobody else in sight and no evidence that there ever was anybody else involved. So it's assumed that she's murdered them, murdered him. But it's quite a, you know, complex plot, because Alicia, after she's accused of murder, refuses to speak. She actually stays absolutely mute.
What, nothing, not even one word?
Not even one word.
Right.
And she is put on trial and she's found guilty. And she's sent to a psychiatric unit called The Grove, where a psychotherapist actually tries, after 6 years have passed, he's become obsessed with this case, and he actually becomes convinced that he, the psychotherapist, can persuade her not only to explain what actually happened, but also to begin to speak normally.
So does he? You don't want to answer that, do you?
Sorry, Scott, that went completely.
I said, so does he? I thought he was saying that
actually,
he wasn't going to be able to.
He does, but I've probably given a spoiler away there.
Right.
Yeah, the psychotherapist, Theo, does, well, Theo Faber, to give him his full name, does actually persuade her to speak.
Yeah.
And the mystery is solved. But an awful lot happens in between.
Yeah.
There are more threads in this story than there probably are in an eiderdown.
Dear, does that make it a bit complicated?
It is quite complicated. It's a very gripping book to read, but you've got a gallery owner, an art gallery owner, a lady called Jean, Alicia's brother-in-law, Max, they are both up to something nefarious. Theo, the psychotherapist's marriage, is in trouble. His wife was actually having an affair with the dead man, Gabriel, who is the husband, who was the husband of Alicia.
No wonder he wants to get her to talk.
Sorry?
No wonder he wants to get her to talk.
Absolutely.
Then. Yeah.
And there are lots of other threads along the line. There's an interesting link between a painting that Alicia was painting and the reason why she won't speak. But I won't explain that.
All right. So did the book work for you?
Well, I found it very complex, but very gripping and very interesting, yes.
Did you guess the ending?
No, actually, I didn't guess the ending. No, the ending came as quite a surprise.
Right.
To
okay.
me, actually. But the book had so many threads, so many strands, that you knew that somewhere in this mixture there was probably going to be the ultimate reason why all of this happened. But what you don't realise until later in the book, that this is all actually being told to you in the past. It's not actually happening at the time it's related. And it's done in a very, very clever way.
Now, as per usual, I noticed that reviews for this book were mixed, although there were possibly more positive reviews than negative ones, from Unputdownable, and I'm still reeling from that ending, a mind-blowing to die for twist, to I was excited to pick up this psychological thriller because it was has been getting some really great hype, but it was a great disappointment. Didn't care much for the characters, the twist was so obvious, so... Where do you stand on all this?
I did find it quite hard sometimes to suspend belief with some of the events. One of the things that I found very difficult to believe was at the psychiatric unit where Alicia is being treated by Theo, the psychologist, that the head of the unit is a man called Christian. And we don't realise until later in the book that there's a previous involvement between Christian and Alicia that is left to later in the book. But the main thing I found rather believable was Christian, the head of the unit, has been also treating Alicia himself, giving consultations to her and therapy, and he's actually an unlicensed practitioner.
Good grief.
I think there are some areas in the book that are unnecessarily complicated that really you could have done without that added strand.
All right, so here's the big million-dollar question. Would you recommend it?
Actually, I would recommend it. I'd recommend it very highly because I found it absolutely unputdownable in places.
Well, only unputdownable in places. So in other places, times you could stick it down, no problem.
Yeah. But it is a very complicated book. I would say that some of the complicated threads there are actually not necessary, and that the book would probably have been just as good without those added threads. But that's just a minor criticism. I think the characters are drawn very well, and it's obviously a subject that Alex Michalidis is very interested in himself, because I don't think you could have written this book if you hadn't done an enormous amount of research.
So would you recommend it for holiday reading?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, just remind us once more what the title is and where you can get it from.
Yes, it's called The Silent Patient, and it's by an author called Alex Michalidis.
See how I got you to do that again?
Published... I knew you wanted me to say that.
Yeah.
Published 2019.
Yeah.
And paperback ranges from about £6.70 on Amazon to £7.37 WH Smith. Kindle, £1.99.
Right. And have you selected something for next month?
I have, but I should perhaps also mention that this book is possibly being turned into a film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently so.
And it is?
The book title?
Yep.
Sorry?
The book you've chosen is what?
Oh, the book for next time.
Which one is being turned into a film?
Oh, The Silent Patient.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough,
yeah,
sorry. Right,
that
okay.
That is my PS to The Silent Patient.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, possibly, because Alex Michalidis is apparently a screenwriter anyway.
Oh, good.
The next book is The Chosen Dead by an author called M.R. Hall.
Now, I seem to recall I chose that one for you. So
you did.
I especially look forward to hearing what you thought of that one next month.
I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't even begun.
Really? All right. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. Thank you. You take care.
Will do. Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.